Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Isaiah. We are now at the 43rd chapter and about the 12th verse. We've went through this part of this 43rd chapter yesterday, and Isaiah was speaking primarily of Israel's return from Babylon, but there's a broad meaning here. All God's people will be regathered when Christ comes to rule and reign, peace over the earth. And Israel's task was to be a witness in 44 verse 8, is where we'll get into that, but telling the world who God is, that there is only one God, not multiple gods, or you're not going to become one. And we have the responsibility of being God's witness. And this particular section that we're going to read pictures how a new exodus for people, once again oppressed, as the Israelites have been, and been enslaved in Egypt before the exodus. They would cry out to God again, and they would be healed. God would once again have compassion on them, mercy. Let's go ahead and get started in the 12th verse. It is I who have declared and saved and proclaimed, and there was no strange God among you. There's no strange God among you. So, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord. Israel, the Jews, the prophets that come from the Jews, you are my prophets, my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Even from eternity, I am He. This is how old that God is, from eternity. Now, can you fathom that? Can you understand that? This is how old God is, from eternity. To eternity, to eternity. And if we realize that He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and from eternity. And there is none who can deliver out of my hand. I act, and who can reverse it? Absolutely no one, once God acts. Nobody can reverse it. Absolutely nobody. And thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, for your sake, and will bring them all down as fugitives, even the Chaldeans, into ships in which they rejoice. I am the Lord, your Holy One. The Creator of Israel, your King, says the Lord. I am the Creator. This is the Exodus from Babylon. After being taken in to Babylon, and who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters? Who brings forth the chariots? And the horse, the army, and the mighty man, they will lie down together and not rise again. They have been quenched and extinguished like a wick. They've been quenched and extinguished like a wick. God puts the fire out. It's over. It's all over, isn't it? Do not call to mind the former things or ponder the things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. He's going to do a new thing. God has new ideas. Even though He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, God has some new stuff, some new ideas, and He will accomplish it. Something new. And now it's going to spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness. Now, I want you to realize something. God is going to do something new, even in our day and age. God can do it. He can do something new right now that will surprise even the brightest of us, the brightest ones. He can do it. And you'll wonder, wow, God did that. What are we going to do now? He'll make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the deserts. The beasts of the field will glorify me. Hey, that tells you that even the animals glorify God. The beasts of the field will glorify me, God is saying. He created the beasts of the field to glorify him as well. You know that the beasts of the field, the cows, calves, all of these things originally were not created to kill and eat their meat. Did you realize that? Did you know that? The beasts of the field were not created to kill and to eat. Originally, man had so much vegetation in the Garden of Eden, he didn't need to kill anything. The beasts of the field were just simply there to glorify God. I bet you didn't know that, did you? The jackals and the ostriches, because I have given waters to into the wilderness and rivers in the deserts to give drink to my chosen people. The people of whom I formed for myself will declare my praise. They will declare my praise eventually. They may not be doing it now, but there's 144,000 Jews going to come up out of Israel. They're going to declare God's praise. They're going to declare God's word. They're going to declare the word of God like never before. Yes, you have not called me on me, O Jacob. Yet you have not called on me, O Jacob. But you have become weary of me, O Israel. You have not brought to me the sheep of your burnt offerings, nor have you honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you with offerings, nor wearied you with incense. You have brought me not sweet cane with money, nor have you filled me with the fat of your sacrifices. Rather, you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake. How does he do that? By the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus. And I will not remember your sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us argue our case together. Let's reason together, is what the King James says. Let us reason together. Sweet cane may have been the ingredient in the incense used to worship. A sacrifice required both giving up a valuable animal and pleading with God's forgiveness. But the people presented God with sins instead of anything else. Can you imagine bringing the best of your sins to God's altar? This ironic picture shows the depths in which Israel had sunk. They sunk to the depths of sin. And verse 25, how tempting is it to remind someone of past offense? But when God forgives sins, he totally forgets them. Can you imagine that? He totally forgets them. You don't have to fear that God's going to remind you later about these sins, because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. And this is how he expects us to forgive others, even though it's so difficult, we being mortal man, we hold grudges about virtually everything. And we never forget, do we? I remember when that, We never forget. We're like elephants when it comes to people doing us wrong. An elephant never forgets, and neither does a human. State your cause, that you may be proven, that you may be proved right. Your first forefather sinned. Your first forefather sinned. Did you realize that? And your spokesmen have transgressed against me. Even the prophets. Your prophets have sinned against me. Your spokespeople. So I will pollute the princes of the sanctuary. And I will consign Jacob to the ban and Israel to the revilement. This is something God spoke through Isaiah. And this 44th chapter is even the first verse, the first and second verses, Jeshurun, the upright one, is a poetic name for Israel, Deuteronomy 32 and verse 15, 33, verse 5. Israel, who I have chosen, thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant. And you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, Jeshurun the upright. This is a name for Israel as well, if you're wondering. And I'm going to stop there. We'll take this up in the 44th chapter tomorrow. I believe we'll get a fresh start on this 44th chapter. Before we go, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, those of you that have not accepted Christ, accept him now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Pray it. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Let me be born again. Let me be covered by the blood of the Lamb, completely forgiven. And God, when he forgives, he forgets what you've done. You'll be completely forgiven, white as snow, whole. And he also is a healer. When he forgives, usually there's a healing that comes along with it, whether it be physical, mental, whatever you need. Ask him now in the name of Jesus. God, heal me completely, spirit, soul, and body. Come into my life. Change me. Let me be a new person. Let me see things through the eyes of the scriptures, through the eyes of Jesus. Let me live and be your son or your daughter in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Usually all of these are going to be uploaded. And you can listen to them again. Free of charge. There are absolutely no strings attached. Nobody takes a salary here. Nobody takes a salary to, like, well, I mean, I'm not saying any others are wrong, but that's just the way we see it. That's the way we see it here. I believe that a person shouldn't take advantage of their Christian position for anything. It should be as John the Baptist and Paul the Apostle. They took absolutely nothing except few expenses, and that's it. That's the way we see it here. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Give us a call and go to our website and shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. We need to hear from you. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.